No, 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 wrong page, no, no, 94, Mem Zayin Rav Beis. Yeah, we got to the bottom. Oh yes, not a single. Ready, set, go. Top of the page. One man should not seclude himself with two women. But one woman. Oh, okay.
Just started. What?
A man should not seclude himself with two women. But one woman can seclude herself with two men. Okay? Rabbi Shimon Amar says, you can seclude yourself with two women. When your wife is with you. That's okay. You can sleep with them in the same motel. Your wife safeguards you that there shouldn't be any funny business going on. A person can seclude himself with his mother, the Vito, and his daughter. He can sleep with them till they become older, even undressed, being with literally in proximity of flesh. If they're already older, each one must sleep clothed. A bachelor should not teach young children in school. Why? The Mara's going to say. A woman should not teach school. Even an unmarried man, and of course it seems like that's the same thing as somebody who's a bachelor, Mara's going to pick up on that. Should also not teach sofrim. Shouldn't teach young children. If it says a bachelor should not become a shepherd because we're afraid that he's going to engage in bestiality. And two bachelors should not sleep in the same under the same blanket lest they come to homosexuality. Chachamim say that both these things are permitted. Anybody whose business is with women, you know, like perfume and stuff like that, he should not seclude himself with any amount of women because he's readily accessible to them. A person should not teach his son umnus ben anoshim a craft which has to do with women. Okay, not to be a clothing designer or something like that. A person should always teach his child a clean trade. Daven before he who possesses riches. He with a capital H. There is no trade in which there isn't poverty and riches. The poverty does not come from the trade. Nor do the riches come from the trade. Shimulazar says, have you seen during your lifetime a non-domesticated animal or bird which has a craft? And yet they are sustained without any difficulty, without any anguish. They only created to serve me. They sustained without any anguish. And I was created to serve my master. That I should be sustained without any anguish. So why indeed do we have to work? Because of the curse of all the Marisha, right? So it says, Shirati is not just him, but we ourselves. Shirati is my side, I have done bad deeds, and deprived myself of my parnasa, and that's why I have to do that work. Abagurian is Tzaidon, Amar Mishum Abashol, Abagurian of the city of Tzaidon, Sinai Abashol, Lilamid Adam is Beno Hamar, a person should not teach his son Hamar to be a donkey driver, gamol, a camel driver, sapan, a sailor, sapar, a barber, kadar, a potter, ro'eh, a shepherd, the chenvoni, and a storekeeper, shumnusun, umnus, least in anybody involved in these occupations, is a thief. Okay? I don't know why potters are thieves. I don't know. I guess they make... Fruit, yeah. So in any event, Rabbi Yudah Omer Mishmo, Rabbi Yudah says in his name, the name of Abba Gurion, he says, a chamor and ruban rishoyim. Donkey drivers are mostly evil. They cheat. A gemal and ruban ksherim. However, camel drivers are mostly kosher because they spend long periods of time in the desert and therefore they have to daven a lot, you know, because they're afraid. Yeah. And Hasaponim, sailors, Rupa Chasidim, most of them are very pious because they really have a dangerous profession, so they're always praying. Tov Shemarofim, like you had him, the best among doctors is going to help.
Right.
So the thing is that the famous verse is really, he says, it means that the doctors who think they're the best are the ones who are going to help. That's how he writes it. Kosher Shabbat Hapachim, the best among the slaughterers, Shutav Shamalik, is a partner of Amalik in that he likes killing. Amravi Aravi said, by men of Amalik, when can two men and one woman seclude themselves? Picture if they're kosher guys. I will be preaching, but if they're preaching, if they're guys who are not so kosher, I feel a bit may, Glothi's out of field, may, she may not seclude herself even with 100 men, because then they'll just do it as a group. Tani, we learned. Ben Yomo Shemes. This is not really directly relevant to our sugi, it's coming up only indirectly, as you will see. Ben Yomo Shemes, a child who is even one day old who died. Hareu Lavi Limo vis-a-vis his father, his mother, Chokrov, and all his relatives, is like a Chosin Shalem, as if he was a complete bridegroom. And the Riyat then means vis-a-vis Avelus. We don't pass like this, we pass because only after 30 days does Avelus kick in. And Rishalmi holds that if we know that a child was a viable child, so even after one day of life, if it dies, then you have to sit shiva on it. He doesn't even have to survive one day. Even if just his head and most of his torso came out of the mother's womb alive, that's sufficient. However, when they take him out to bury him, they don't take him out in a coffin or in a stretcher because he's very small. Rather, you take him out in your arm, in the crook of your arm. Nikbar, and he's buried not with many people, but rather be isha achas b'shnei noshim. One woman and two men go out to bury him. So now the point is that in the cemetery there aren't too many people around, so therefore that counts as a place of seclusion. So for one woman and two men can go there and do the burial. Mistara makes it to say Rabbi Shimon, who's the author of our Mishnah, says that one man can be misyachid with two women. Modal Abishur Shol, he could see it's Abishol, that one woman and two men is also okay. Abishol, Lomoli Rabbi Shimon, Abishol would not concede to Rabbi Shimon, but rather he would say this is a unique case, and only in this case, and also only here with two men and one woman, Shein Yetzahara Motsu Rebeis HaKoros. There I allow this, and only this, and not two men and one man, two women and one man, again, because of the atmosphere of a cemetery, which is not conducive to illicit behavior. Rabbi Yochanan, next thing. Rabbi Yochanan, Mishar, 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 said, Ki Sischa Achicha says that you might be seduced to worship of idolatry by your brother, the son of your mother, Obincha by your son, Obincha your daughter, Meishas Chaykecha, the wife of your bosom, O Imcha or your mother, Baseser in secret. So from this we deduce, and this passage we derive, it says here, Bitcha Baseser, right? I messed it up. It says, Meishas Chaykecha, period, that's the end of the passage. So from this we derive, Imcha Baseser. It says, it mentions your mother here, Chaycha ben Imecha, and also it mentions here your daughter, Bitcha, right? With this you learn that with your mother and with your daughter, you can seclude yourself. It's an illusion. It's not an explicit halacha, obviously, because here the seclusion that's talking about.
the prohibition of yichud, but it's an allusion to the fact that you can seclude yourself, as it says here on top of Chesam Rav. Misyachid adam imo, imo should be with an aleph. He can seclude himself with his mother, v'dari ma, and live with her. He beat though he can seclude himself with his daughter, v'dari ma, and live with her as well. Imachoso, he can seclude himself even with his sister, but v'ino dari ma, he can't live together with his sister. A brother and sister are not supposed to live together in the same house for more than 30 days. It's considered to be pre-existing beyond that. V'yashimayin kiyubro, sir. He can sleep, a person can sleep with his child, with his parent, with, literally with proximity of flesh. Tyro Chata Bechol said, Habas, Eitzalav, the daughter could sleep by her father without any clothes on. Habas Shol Shem Yomech until she's 3 years old. Ben Eitzalayin, the mother, the son can sleep by his mother. Palpitation of Yomech until he's 9. Yigdilu, once they grow older, Zayashemitzus, each one sleeps in their clothing. Tanil and Shnaim Shayushayim Mimita Achas. If you have two people sleeping in the same bed, this is in terms of Kriya Shema. Zemis Kasuk Susat, so Kore, each, and they're both naked. So each one covers himself in his own clothes. Zemis Kasuk Susat, this one puts on his own clothes. Zemis Kore Mit Shema, Zemis Kasuk Susat, this one puts on his own clothes, or his own blanket. Bikori and Rishma. Imayubano Bito Khanim, if there were his minor son or daughter with him, however, then Mutter he's allowed to reach Ma, even if they don't, if they're not covered up. Taman Omrin over there they said Ishvi Shtomutar. If you have a naked husband and wife in bed, they're allowed to reach Ma, or the son, father, the husband is allowed to reach Ma under those circumstances, even without them getting dressed. Rabbi Yaakov Rabbishim said, no, Lishvi Shtonitrucha. Now it says you have to put on clothing. That's specifically talking about even a husband and wife. The Jew might think a husband and wife are like the same person. So therefore, they don't have to clothe themselves in order to say Shema. No, they have to clothe themselves in order to say Shema as well. Okay? Pisco. We don't have this very often, Yerushalayim. I don't remember how often we have this, but not very often. It says Pisco, actually, more, which means, you know, like new passage. Peyut Samach with the slash. But here, the whole page is full of them. Yeah, I don't know if we ever had it. Pisco, pay the time of flesh. Lay lamid rabak sofim lo to lamid isha sofim. Bachelor nor a woman should not teach elementary school. Tire listener, ad mishiesh li isha barim. Now this guy back in Mishnah said, Rilez said a person who doesn't have a wife. So here it says, even a person who has a wife, but his wife is out of town, he shouldn't teach young children. They're not with him. They should not teach younger children. Rabbi Shmuel says should be Avar, not Avai. Avar Chad Masanian Ochen, he deposed a certain teacher whose wife was lived out in a different town, even though he was married, but since they were living together. So he deposed that teacher to kick him out of his post. So the obviously the reason is not because so much we're afraid that they're going to molest the kids, but rather they're going to get involved with the kids' mothers. That's going to say later on. Okay? It's not a molestation issue, but a problem of adultery. Peace Corps, we don't know. A bachelor should not raise animals. And two bachelors should not sleep in one talus. Chaim Atir Chaim permit this. You also reviewed Rabbi Yehuda said, good. Why Taka the Rabbanan or do they permit this? Might have Rabbanan, so they say, Chas v'sholoim. Lo nechigui throw lo lezachem lo beim. Jews are not suspect. They have relations with males and with animals. So that's not their speed. So therefore, they're allowed to become shepherds, obviously, to the same bed. So it's a Marai, how can you say they're not a suspect? But Tina Loilamid Ravak Sofin doesn't say bachelors should not teach young children. So for this week to do says because of homosexuality. Says Mara, no, Mishum Imo Boy Imo. Achosa Boy Imo. No, the reason why they shouldn't teach elementary school is because the parents or the siblings are going to bring the kids to school. And that'll lead to all sorts of trysts. But not because of any homosexual issue. That's not a problem. Okay, we're not suspect. We don't suspect Jews to be homosexuals. Okay, unless they are blatant about it, but otherwise don't suspect it. Pisco, Leila made Adam or Esav beno umnus ben anosh. We shouldn't teach his wife. He shouldn't teach his son a craft such as do with women.
Tanav Yosun Leyamidon Mespino Chamar Gamal Besapan Kadar Karar Roechen Bani. We all learned all this mission. They should not send them as loosely because they're all said to be banditry. Okay. For Pisco, another case. What? Well, once you mention it, there is a different gears on the bottom, which actually takes out some of them. So it would actually be an imitation to the Mishnah. And it should be Tani Lelamed Adam Espino Gamal Kadar and Roeh. It's only those. So according to that, actually, it's coming to say that the Mishnah's and Chenvani. It's only those four and not all the extended list, which appears in our Mishnah, not all of them. Okay? If you take out those three words. Pisco Abuk Urian Sidon Mem Shumava Shovhule. He said Rov besides what's in our Mishnah, he said more. Rov Hamori Mishai, most donkey drivers are evil, Rov Gamalin Kshem, most camel drivers are kosher, Rov Sapani Chasidim, most sailors are pious. Now come the additional ones. Mom Mamzerim Pikrim, most Mamzerim are smart. Because obviously their fathers had to do all sorts of smart, sly things in order to keep the liaison away from the knowledge of the husband. So therefore their husbands are such wily dudes. So after the little moms, they also are wily dudes. They're smart. Okay? Similarly, Rov Avodim, most slaves, it should be not noim, not that they're handsome, but game, unfortunately say. They're haughty. In other words, precisely because they're Avodim, they have a complex about it. So they're, because they're slaves or descendants of slaves, so therefore they're always as haughty as they possibly can be. On the contrary, those who come from good yichus, who are children of distinguished fathers, by shutting, they're mostly humble or people who are easily embarrassed. Most children, sons you have, will come out like your wife's brothers. Okay? Your children will usually be like the wife's brothers in personality. That's what has grace about it. Yeah. I always understood his personality, not just looks. I think it's the same thing there. I think it means the traits. That's why I always understood it. What? She's like the parents, but there are no brothers. That's what I always thought. It could be I'm wrong, but that's what I always thought. Says the Gemara, Koshish Rov in the Gehenim, the best among doctors goes to or to Gehenim. Koshish Rov in the best among slaughterers, shooter of Shamoli, is part of Amolik. Tanya Shimrei Chai said, now it should be, there's a line missing here. And it should be the Shimrei Nischos at the bottom of the zone should be a Koshish should be Mitzrim Harog, the best among Egyptians killed. And there's a whole discussion on Yosha, how can you say to kill them, you know, preemptively, it's an offer to kill even Goyim. So there's a whole discussion there in Ori Yosha, what exactly the line means. Tob, which is not in our Gemara even, Tob Shemitzu Marog. But Yosha does bring down in Chumash, in Parshas, I remember which one, Parshas B'Shach, I think it is, where it says that those who are fearful of God brought in their animals at the time of the hailstorm. And then later, those are the animals which the Egyptians used to pursue the Jews to Yamsuf. So from there we see the best among Egyptians is also, you know, not such a great guy. This we do have here. This is the second of the wide lines here. Atosha Menachoshin, the best among snakes, Ritzotis Melcho crushes his brain because they can't be domesticated. And Aksheva Shibanashim, one of our favorite quotes, the best among women, Bala Shafim, are witches. Now, the way I'm forced to explain that here means that if a woman seems to be very pious and very holy, you can be sure that she's really a witch. Okay? She's one of those. Ashim Mishael is a road to the Mokom. Praiseworthy is a person who, after all, setting down all the pitfalls, does the will of God. Getting back to Mishael. Komakom are the Mishbarnes. So everybody makes a living. Ashim Mishael is Horov.
Praise with his son, you see, it's either his parents or his kids or both. It's not clear what horim means here. The modern Hebrew horov means parents, but here it could mean kids. Asher Misharos, Harav, the smooth praise with his son, you see, his parents or his kids in a lofty trade. As Bahara brought it, somebody sees his parents or kids, Bahara, in a damaging trade. Piska, right? Bear Miller, let me start all them laminates, grow immolus, Nikki, but show his teacher's kid a clean craft. Maya Seldom, you started the laminates, so umus kitana. Teacher's kid in light craft. The Ushah, the Bible, says to be a tailor or a needleworker. It's a light craft. He's Balon, he should daven, he's Bakish Rachami. And ask for mercy. We shall also show from God who controls all wealth. Shein l'chol munus shein bo and the invashim. There's no trade in which there aren't rich and poor people. And a kol v'ischul saw them. Everything is based on a person's merit. Excuse me.
That is your how you do. How you understand this world.
It's close, right? Yeah. No. It's not, it seems it's not that, it seems it should be based more on mazel than it's close. It's close a little bit difficult. I talk, I didn't think about that, but it's close a little bit difficult. Why it says close and not mazel? It's a good point. No, it should be based on your destiny in life as opposed to based on your merits. That's a good gosh. Okay. Rabbi Shim, Melazar Shim, and Merit says, Chalisi, Mechad Jemsi, Ari Sabal, a lion being a porter, it should be instead of Ari, it should be Tzvi. A deer being a cat, being a date dryer. Shual chenvoni, a fox being a storekeeper. Zay mocher kaderis, you see a fox, a wolf, selling pots. Famous eyes are slow beside, they don't have to do all these things, and they get their parnos without any anguish. But lom and ivru, why would they create l'sham sheni to serve me? My name is raised in shamashis koni, and I was created in order to serve God. If I raid my kavachom, it should be to be a matter of course. So my name is nivru l'sham sheni. These are created for to serve me. Kachim ispazim shlo b'tzar. They are sustained without any anguish. Anisha nivresi l'shamish is koni. I was created to serve my master. Eino din, God. Eino din shedheim ispazim shlo b'tzar. I should be sustained without any anguish. Umigo ramli lios ispazim shlo b'tzar. Why am I only sustained with anguish? Havei omerik must be chato'ai. My sins causes. Asherati ma'asai because I did my deeds went bad. That's why I lost my parnasa. Rabbi Nogai Amir, Allah Yibes. Each person is only susceptible to the chet of other mission because they themselves are not perfect. Were a person perfect, he wouldn't be susceptible to the chet of other mission. That's the logic of this Gemara. So there's not just collective responsibility, it's also personal responsibility. Don't buy it?
No, it's just
very
perspective.
Yeah, okay, so but it's not original sin, rather because we tap into the original sin with our deeds. Okay? Rabbi Noy Omer, Meniachani, one of the most famous Rishnais in all of Shas. Meniachani, Kol Munir Shabalam, I forsake all traits in the world, Veni Mila Medes Bini Elotayla. No Torah in Derech Eretz, no Torah Mada, just Torah straight up. Check. El Torah Sh'adam Eichem Mitzchar B'alam Hazeh, person eats the reward of Torah in this world, and the principle is intact for the world to come. B'shar Kol Manos El Erminios, any other traits, ain't okay, they're not like that. Shem Nichlo Sodom Lidei Choyli, if a person becomes sick, or the Zikna becomes old, or the Midrash Yisur becomes afflicted, any yochel lasum laughing, he can't do his work any longer. He didn't have social security in the old days. How Reu Meis is going to die, Mutabarav, and he's going to be in famine. Shmeed, he's going to be in famine and dies. All right, it's a literary license. Avatayakei! Avatayakei is not like that. And Mishamalto Mikol Ra saves him from all negative happenings. But now his son is youth. You know, set his lachas and gives him an end and hope as he can do so in his old age. But now, Uso Maomi and his youth Maomi would say, the Kevi Hashem Yachlifu Keach Yalu Ever Kinishonim. Those who seek for HaKadosh Baruch Hu will exchange strength. They will have limbs like a lion, like eagles. Yarutsu, they will run about the way you go. they will not tire. Yelchu, they walk, and they will not become exhausted. Bezikus, so what does it say about such a person in his old age? Also the same thing. So it says about a person in his old age, they will still sprout in their old age, the shenim, fresh, rananim, actually fat, fresh you they will be. So this is Abraham Avinu. But Abraham Zaken Bobayomim, Abraham has old, he came in days. Hashem Berachas Abraham, because Hashem blessed every Abraham with everything. And we know that Abraham Avinu fulfilled the entire Torah before it was given. Hashem says, since Abraham listened to my voice, by Shmo Mishmalti, he kept my safeguards, mitzvosai, my commands, kukosai, my laws, sarasai, and my instructions. Rabbi Noah, all there. Rabbi Noah says, me yagani kulam shabolam, I'm going to forsake all crafts of the world. In Laminus being able to totally say, teach my son Torah. Shekol umonos, any craft, in omenes, all the millimeter, and only works for these young. His machkul cholo, when he has the strength, I'll be boy, they cholo, but he becomes ill, or nichas, they signal, or old, only means his sword is afflicted, they are yachol, asus, mloch, and he can't do zor, karem, his robe is going to die of hunger. Abel atelo, he's a king, but Torah is not like that. Nemechabdoso gives him honor, and shamarto, and preserves him, mikoga, from all evil. When Arutz on his youth, when Oselso and gives him achis from Sikpah, an end, and a hope that he glues on his old age. Now Russo Baomer, when he's seen his youth, and he gets hope, the Utskot says, became Hashem, those who fall help for Hashem, Yachlipukoch, they will renew their strength. Yahu Eber can assure them they're going to have limbs like eagles. The Lutzu, they're going to run and not become tired. Yelch, they will go, Vlef, will not become exhausted. Bezik Nusa Omer was to say about the same people in their old age. Oydenuvim is Seva, and so they will still sprout in their old age. The Shanim, fat, for not even fresh you. The Chenamot said, Tamit Seva, Abraham Avinu, so divine Abraham Avinu. Shashima has a third slope of soil, and we kept the Torah 34, came to the world. Shanamar, it says, Ekev Asher Shema Avon Mekoli, because Abraham heard, listen my voice, by Shmom Mishmati, he can preserve my preservations, mitzvosai, my mitzvahs, my chukim, the zorosai, and my instructions. So we see he kept the Torah before it was given. Avkilu b'yachum and aruso, the Torah also raises you and bless you in your middle age. And not, not in your earliest youth, but later in life. And also Achris Tikkun Tikkun So, and gives him an end and a hope in his old age. Barusa Mahomer was saying it's in his youth. Avram Kavein Ba'ob and Mikneva Kesav Izov. Avram was very heavy with cattle, with silver and with gold. Zignusel Omer, when in his old age, would say Avram Zokain Baba Yomer. Avram was old in coming days. Hashem brachas Avram because Hashem gave Avram everything, not just things enumerated before, but everything. Okay. By that time, Rabbi Chizkia and Rabbi Cohen B'Shem Rav said, "Also, lo dur be'ir, it's not permitted to live in a city. She'em bo lo rofe, lo merchatz, if there's no doctor, nor a bathhouse, lo basin makom chavshin, nor a basin in smiting and beating and smiting the evildoers, because otherwise it's going to be no law. All right." People will not be able to live there because there won't be any law and order. It'll be like America. Says Maharam Rabbi Yisrael Moon said, "Af asur ladur be yeshem ogenun yisur shel yarek." An environmental wacko. He said you need to have green gardens in the city, otherwise you can't live there. Okay. All right. Well, now we're up to the seal. Let me see if I can get a meeting together. It's actually one of the most famous zombies we're about to learn. Only one of the few I knew before we started Yerushalmi. Famous because it's only one of the few Yerushalmis I knew before I started learning Yerushalmi. Very important. I'm welcome. Run down to the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. The last Yerushalmi in Seder Joshim in Sechel Kiddush says, very important, Hashkofa. Rabbi Chizkia, Rabbi Kohen Hashem Rab said, Osin Adam Mitei Nim Vecheshka Al-Kol Shavosa Ros Eino Velo Acha. Everybody's going to have to give a reckoning, Lossi Lovo, when they come to Yom Amos for anything that they saw and didn't eat. In other words, if you see anything good in this world, which of course Baruch Hu made, they don't eat, it's a tremendous chutzpah. So therefore, everybody has to eat whatever they see. Now, it doesn't say quantity, but it says that you have to taste whatever you see.
Elazar Choshev Shalad Shemasa. Rabbi Elazar was very, very meticulous in observing this halacha. Umatzmius lay pritin. He used to save up money. I guess he was poor. To save up money. V'achel b'homi kol milachad b'shato. So every year he would buy seasonal food, like he would go to Dominic's and go every year and buy the special food, ugly fruit or star fruit, whatever they have there, and that the team in order to be there from the Bria, which of the four who created, like the Carmen Ada says here, they says he says a little bit different actually. He says, the Carmen Ada says that if he doesn't eat Shechotam Nacho Shusak Fachino, he doesn't eat, he's a chayte because he inflicted himself for no reason. And then he says, and that's why Rabbi Lezer would make sure to eat stuff not to inflict himself. Then he brings down the other shot, Nishtachina, Oskin, the Baruch Shech Yadu. He did it to make a Shech Yadu. We give Shevach Vaday, Hashem, we give Shevach Vaday to the Shvarbu. Hashem Baruch Brios, Tavis, Lodis, Mem, the other that he made, so special good things for people to enjoy, Baruch Kelo, those. There are four major categories of Mizokin of damages. Hashor, Vabor, Vamave, Vaever. Now the Baal Yerushalmi have a machlokas, although obviously the Mishnah itself doesn't allude to this, but the Baal Yerushalmi have a machlokas, which Bnei Moshe brings down here, what these four categories are. Ashur, according to the Bavli, the Bnei Moshe brings down the first column, Ashur, according to the Bavli, is the nezik of kicking, you know, trampling. But according to the Yerushalmi, shor means keren, goring. Now, according to Bavli, goring is not mentioned in our Mishnah. Obviously, keren is not subject to our Mishnah, because keren is a category in and of itself. According to the Yerushalmi, shor here means keren, okay? Goring, right? Now, bor? Well, that's because gore, so it makes sense. It's not irrational.
No, it's different.
It's different, okay. A pit, the Rishus HaRah public domain that we know is the same. Hamave is, again, a difference here. The Bavli learns that mave is shame. It means an animal which eats, okay? In other words, the nezek done by an animal eating. The Yerushalmi learns that mave includes both shame and regal. It's going to be looking for that. Right. So that's why the Yerushalmi cast shore free up in order to be gory ox, right? Vahever, that everybody learns, is burning. Okay, burning somebody else's field. So, lore ashor kare amave, an ox, meaning according to the Yerushalmi, the keren, is not like the mave, not like shein and regel, not like eating or trampling. Lo amave, nor is mave, nor the eating or trampling, the eating or trampling, kare ashor, like an ox. Obviously, there's a difference because kaz chati nezek, right, of knas doesn't apply to, only applies to shor, it doesn't apply to shein and regel, right? Right? Below zev is eshiyeshem ruchaim, and both of them, which have life force to them, are not kareya esh, are not like fire, shein ruchaim, which doesn't have ruchaim, doesn't have life force to it. And neither of those which can go out and damage, right? They actually can go out and damage. Karea bor like a pit, which doesn't go out and damage, right? Their opinion is stationary. What is the common denominator among all these four? Shadakon lazik, they won't is to cause damage. Bushmiros alechan, you must safeguard them. Now safeguard them means they're not you. They're things which come from you, right? Your animal, your fire, okay? Bushmiros, and also when they damage, chav hamazik l'shalim tashlumei nezek, the mazik must pay for them. With the best of his land. Okay? And Zokin Shaman Lam Beidus. Whenever damages occur, the damages are paid with the best stuff which a person has. Okay? Hashor, starting the Gemara. Hashor is that Karen. An ox? That's Karen. That's the gore, goring. You'll see if it says the Gigof Shor. Now Gigof literally means push, but it means push with the horns, right? If the ox of an individual will gore the ox of his fellow. It's a famous Ibn Ezra, and I told you I'm not related to the Gemara at all, but the Ibn Ezra brings down some Karoi, who said that if an ox gores his friendly ox, and he brings down the name, Chet Ibn Ezra, the name he brings down, the name of the Karoi who said this. And he says, that's not what it means. Shoreu means his friend's ox, not his friend the ox. He says, the oxen have no friend except for this Karoi fellow. I read his name. Ein l'shor rea kiim ben something l'vado. All right. In any event, so akadum b'tom. So that there it says, sure, by a tom, that's talking about a ox who hasn't yet gored three times. But muad minayin, I know also that by a muad, it's also called a shore. Right now, I don't know, it's really posh, but the Yerushalmi wants to bring up posh. I don't know, that an ox which is already gored three times called a shore also. So it says, on the dag, where it's known, ki shor nagachu mit mol shor shor. It's already the goring ox from the yesterday and the day before. Habor, how do we know that a boar is, where do we see the concept of boar in the Torah? Kitach ish boar, so if a person opens a pit, Bala Borei Shalim, the master of the pit, will pay, right? And the master of the pit means the person who opens it. Hamaven, now the Shari Torah Yisrael changes around the Girsa here because it's a little bit choppy, but we'll try and do it without changing Girsa. We need the proof from Mave that Mave can mean both eating and trampling, Shane and Rego, right? So Mave, Kiaver Ish Teva Kerem, it says when a person is Maver, Ish Teva Kerem, Mishilach es biiro, it says, and that's going, Mishilach es biiro, and ubir bistachar, it says there. That's about where his animals eat in another field. Literally, they devour it. What? Consume, right. Consume it. Mishilach es biiro, so how do we know that this is both? Say a regel, it's referring to regel, vishilach, because mishalche regel ashar v'chamor. We say it's a pasuk in Yeshayahu, which tells us that shiluach has to do with sending animals to trample, right? The oxen and the donkeys. And beer also, we know, it refers to teeth, the eating, because there's another pasuk that says, for Hashem Sukkasor, if you move the fence, for your fire, your field will be consumed. Right? And that's talking about obviously being consumed by eating. And getting back to regal, again, as I said, the Girsa's chopping, as I'm sure there's so plays around with it. But now getting back to regal, Poritz Kedera Vayolimir Mas, Zer regal, opening. Open the fence and it'll be trampled. That's regal. So asems kosova yolvayer. That's the eating. And perus kederov v'elamir mas. That's the regal. Okay. So both of them could fall into the pasuk of shilach es biiro. The shilach can mean means regal, and biiro means the shein, and they're both included in ahever. Okay. In amave. Sorry. Vahever burning. We see kitetze eshu matzakotzim. There's a pasuk like that, which says that the fire goes out and finds thorns and it burns. That's the fourth of them. Anatzinat arba avos nezakim. We learned in our Mishnah four avos nezakim. The Tanya Rabbi Chiya says there are yud gimel. There are 13 categories. Nezek, Now, these are the five categories of payment you make when you damage somebody. Nezek, the actual damage. Tsar, the anguish you caused him. Ripui, doctor bills. Sheves, unemployment. Boshes, degradation payment. Also, Shomer Chinam, if you are a unpaid watchman and you lose something via negligence. Vashol, a borrower who loses something by any potential means, except if it dies in the course of its activity. Nosei Sochar, who is Pechayev not just on Pshia, but also on Gneva Aveda, if it's stolen or lost from him, since he was being a paid watchman. Vashochar, the renters, being Machlokas, whether renters like a Shomer Chinam or like a Nosei Sochar, right? Name and these are all separate categories of payments, right? Which you make for having abused your shmira, abusing your watch. Top of your watch. Top of base of Rav and Mormeato, it's for now on say, meaning to draw a distinction, right? Ma Mormeato is actually language you find Mormeato, which you wouldn't find necessarily anywhere else, and the Ushami would find that in the Zika. Damage, doctor bills, anguish. Okay. No, anguish is the pain which was involved in physical pain. Okay. So Mar Meata say it does distinction. My Athena on a lash is he can. Those in Shemetshavish are those where I prepared the damage, meaning that I should have watched my animal, watched my fire, watched the pit, and didn't watch it. My time Reb Chia, that which Reb Chia is enumerating. The additional categories, Ben Lehechshin Nezikin, Ben Liskeguvo applies both to things where I prepare the damages and where I damage with my own body, right? Rabbi Chagai Shoshah, Rabbi Chagai, what? Get down here. Rabbi Chagai, I have some cookies. Rabbi Chagai Shoshah, Rabbi Chagai asks, Hechtnina, I understand. Why we learn Arab Avos Nezikin? Why do we mention four of us? Imakol Amar Vishar Echad, if everything is talking about one ox, in other words, we can include everything in ox, so Nisnei Shlosha, let's say ox, and that includes Shane and Rego, and then we'll have three, ox, fire, and pit. Why do we need four? Why do we unpack Shane and Rego separately from Shor, right? Why do I need Hamavet, right? Vimakol Amar Vishar. And if, on the other hand, Bishor Shlosh, we're going to say that there are three in an ox, because Shane and Regel, Yushalmi put into one, into Mavet, but it could have unpacked those two. So then it would have been how many? Five. Three in an ox, then the fire and the pit. So then it should be three of five, right? So it says, right, well, there are three separate things by ox, so it should be five. So how do we get the four? Says Mora, El Kmadi Shtai Kroi Shtai Smas Nisa. Theoretically, you're right. But the Pasuk has, the Pasuk uses Mave for both Shane and Rego, right? So therefore, that Pasuk contains both Shane and Rego. So therefore, in our Mishnah, we categorize them the way we categorize them in the Torah itself. So that's why it came out that, in fact, we have in the Mishnah four categories arbitrarily, even though it could have been just as well been five or three. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening. It made a good start.